Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we get to work on the long I vowel sound. I love it. Can't wait. But let's remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. All right, let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And do your nicest, neatest printing so we can read it, your name. When you have finished writing your name, you may put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. All right, so I told you we are going to work on the long I vowel sound. And here's what you need to know. Long I says I. That's it. That's what you need to know. We're used to short I saying eh, 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 but I am here to tell you that the long I sound says I. It says its name, I. Here we go. I'm going to sound out something at the top of your page. I'm going to sound out one of those pictures and you try and find it. Ready? K-I-T. 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 Kite. Yes. Do you see the kite? The boy is flying the kite, and then there's another kite up in the sky far away. Let's color the kite that the boy is holding. Here's what I want you to do. See the two parts of the kite that have the polka dots? I want you to color the two parts of the kite that have the polka dots. Ready? Blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon. I'm actually going to do a blue-green crayon. And the two parts of the kite that have polka dots, I want you to color those blue. Go ahead and begin. So kite has the long I vowel sound that I just told you about. Long I says I. That's it. So when I sound it out, you should be able to hear me say I. Ready? Kite. There it is. Kite. Kite has the long I sound. The end. No, I'm just kidding. We're not done yet. We're not done. All right. I have two parts of my kite with polka dots, a blue-green color. It's okay if you just did blue too. That's all right. Now, the other two parts of the kite, let's color those yellow. So take 3 more seconds for your blue color. Ready? 3, 2, finished or not? 1. Put down that blue crayon and find your yellow crayon and color the other two parts of the kite yellow. Now when I sound out kite, I only hear 3 sounds. K, I, T. But I'm here to tell you that if you were going to write the word kite or read the word kite, you would actually see 4 letters. It's true. It's true. We're going to talk about it in a little bit, but you might have already heard of it. It's called bossy E or magical E or super E or even silent E. We're going to talk about it a little bit, but when you have the word kite, it has that E at the end, even though you cannot hear it. I have finished coloring the yellow parts of my kite. So I'll give you 5 more seconds for your yellow parts. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your yellow crayon. Now let's color the kite that's far off in the distance. Let's color that kite red. Find your red crayon, some kind of red. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. And color the kite that's far off in the distance red. I want to know from you, what's the long I sound? What does it make? I. That's it. I. That's it. Okay, you sound out kite. You do it. Ready? Go. I, t, kite. Now that's a little kite that we're coloring. I'm already finished, so take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put your red crayon down. All right, look for this picture. Ready? It's going to have a long I vowel sound also. B-I-T. 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 There's something in our picture that a bite has been taken out of. Yes, it's the cookie. I took the bite out of it. Oh, that's because I love cookies and it looks like it's chocolate chip. So what color should we color it? Yes, let's color it brown. Find your brown crayon and color that chocolate chip cookie. It's right by the boy with the kite. Color that chocolate chip cookie brown. Boys and girls, bite has a long I just like kite. Long I says I. So when I sound out bite, you should hear me say I. Ready? B-I-T. There you go. It has a long I sound just like kite. Bite and kite rhyme, and they're in the same word family, and it's fabulous because I love chocolate chip cookies. Does that make sense? That chocolate chip cookie's little, which is super sad. Super, super sad. So put down your brown crayon in 3 seconds. 2, 1. Finished or not? All right. Let's look for a new picture. It will have a long I sound. Get ready. R-I-D. 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 Ride. Boys and girls, do you see the roller coaster ride? Ooh, fun. Let's color the roller coaster ride. The whole thing, the little cars going up the hill of the roller coaster, and then the stripes holding it up, and the swoops. Color the whole thing orange for me. Find some kind of an orange crayon and color that ride, that roller coaster ride, some kind of orange. I picked up a red orange crayon, so that's what I'm using. It's orange enough. So boys and girls, ride has that long I sound just like kite and bite. If long I says I, then when I sound out the word ride, you should be able to hear me say that sound of I. So listen for it. R-I-D. There it is. There it is. So it has our long I sound. Ride is not going to rhyme with kite and bite, though. It doesn't. Bite, kite. They rhyme because they end the same way. You can hear how they end. K, k, ite, b, ite. And then we have r, I, d, d, d. So it doesn't end the same way. It should end with a T to rhyme with kite and bite, and it does not. So this ride, this word ride, has the long I vowel sound, but it does not rhyme with kite and bite, and that is okay. That is all right. So ride, when we sound it out, it only has 3 sounds that you can hear. R, I, D. 3 sounds. But just like I told you before, if you were to write this word or read this word, you would need 4 letters. It has this silent E at the end. The E doesn't make a sound. Sometimes people call it bossy E, and it tells the I to say the I sound. And sometimes people call it magical E, because it tells the I to make the I, the long I sound. And some people call it the super E, because it makes the I say the long I sound. And some other people just call it silent E. It doesn't matter. I just want you to know there's an E at the end that you cannot hear. I have finished coloring my ride, my roller coaster ride. So take about 6 more seconds and finish yours up, please. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, One finished or not, put down that orange crayon and look for another object. Ready? Here I go. It's going to have the long I sound. Long I says I. Ready? I'd. 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 Hide. There is someone that is trying to hide. On your picture, do you see someone trying to hide? Yes, he's by the ticket counter. Look at that little guy. He's not doing that great of a job, is he? I can see him. So let's color that boy that's trying to hide. Let's color his shirt red. Find some kind of a red crayon and color his shirt red. Red. And he is trying to hide, and hide has the long I sound in the middle. Hide. Hide. Does it rhyme with ride? Does hide rhyme with ride? Let's see if they sound the same at the end. Hide. Ride. Yes, they do. They rhyme. So we've got this boy that's trying to hide. We have his shirt is red. And the other thing that he's doing is he's on the side of the ticket counter. He's on the side of the ticket counter. Side. 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 Ride. Hide. Color the boy's pants blue. Color the boy's pants blue. All right, so we have side, ride, hide. They all rhyme. They all belong in the same word family. They all have the long I because long I says I. That's it. Boys and girls, put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, and one. Let's find our pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom. Let's look at number one. I am going to say the name of the pictures that you see there going across. You circle it if you hear the I, the long I sound that says I. If you hear me say I, you circle it. Ready? The first picture is tide. The tide is rolling onto the sand. Tide. There it is. I heard it too. Tide. There it is. Circle the tide. Move over. The next picture is dime. D-I-M. D-I-M. Yes, I hear it too. Circle the dime. The next picture is a little girl and she, this picture is dig. She will dig. D-D-I-G. Nope, that doesn't have it. Skip it. The next picture is a sewing kit. K-I-T. Kit. No, leave it alone. The next picture is a boy and he will hit the soccer ball. Hit. It. Nope. And our last picture is pipe. Pipe. There it is. Circle pipe. So you should have the first picture of the tide circled, then the dime, and the pipe. Let's do number two. Boys and girls, we're going to sound it out. It has S, I, D, E. That's the word. S, I, D, E. The E is silent and makes the I say the long I sound. So let's sound it out. S-I-D-E. Side. Will you trace the circle around the I? That's our long I sound. And then trace the circle around the E. That's our silent E, bossy E, magical E, whatever you want to call it. It makes the long I, it makes the I a long I sound. Scoot over. We have an S, then a space, and a D. We need to put the long I in that space so it will say S-I. Will you write the I there? S-I-D. And then we need to add after the D what letter? E. We can't hear it, but it needs to be there. And scoot to the end. Right side. All by yourself. Ready? Go. S-I-D-D-D. And don't forget your E. Number three. Let's sound this one out. B-I. bite. Trace the circle around the I. That's our long I. And trace the circle around the E. That's that super E that makes the I say the long I sound. Now move over. We have a B, a space, and a T. What goes in the space? Yes, an I. And then don't forget, after the T, we need our E. You got it. Scoot over, write the word bite. B, B, I, T, T. Don't forget your E, bite. And the last one, number four. Oh, no, we have two more. I'm sorry. Number four. That is dive. We need to write the word dive. Ready? D, 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 I. You can hear it. D, I, V. But don't forget your E. So you should have D-I-V-E, dive. Now we're on our last one. Number five, that's vine. We need to write the word vine. V-I-N. Ready? V-I. You can hear it. There's our long I. N. And don't forget your E. So you should have V-I-N-E, vine. Whoa, long I says I. That's what you need to know. You rock, I roll, together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.